B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
It's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That is how you get in. Sound off line to be percolating today. I think we got a lot of calls today after the news of Machado signing with the San Diego Padres. And that was the theme of our show today. A lot of people, I think, couldn't get into this show. Hit us up on sound off. Let's see what we got.
Getting tired of this Bryce Harper nonsense. Dude batted 249 last season. You're going to throw $300+ million at him for 10 years? Big mistake. It's not my money, but I'd rather them put that money towards somebody who could bat a little bit better than 249.
Really?
I'd take
like
the deal off the table if he doesn't sign within 24 hours and announce it and
really?
Watch the market for him tomorrow.
You got somebody in mind who can hit 40 home runs and they drive in more than 100 runs a year? You got anybody in mind there? Enlighten me here.
You're the Bryce Harper cheerleader. We got to have a pep rally to get Bryce Harper so that he knows Philadelphia loves him.
Take him to the Sixers game. Let him ring the bell. Huh?
Before he signs?
AI with the double bro collapse. And then he accompanies him to the bell. AI and Bryce Harper.
I love it. That's a dream.
After he signs.
That's a dream,
and he
Mike.
He sits with AI the whole game.
I don't know if I want that.
Why? Come on.
I don't know if I want that.
AI is a great ambassador from Philly.
He is a great. You know, he got the loudest ovation All-Star Weekend. And his day party was the most packed. He threw one with Fabulous.
Did he?
He did?
Yeah, he had the day party.
Saturday. He didn't show up until real late.
To the day party?
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
He did all the photos with Fabulous.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, they said his party was the most packed. AI's still iconic around the league.
AI wears the 8-ball jacket. Bryce Harper wears the 9-ball. And they walk out. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I really want Harper, and you know, I don't really care if this might not be his first choice where he's going to play, but I mean, we still got to boot it out of the guy for at least his first, like, 50 home at bats.
Why would you do that? See, that makes Philadelphia the Yogurt City. Why would you boot him? If you finally signed a guy, you go through all this consternation, you would be what? You would have these lingering hate the feelings for the guy because he didn't sign right away? You had time to appreciate a dude.
Mike, another big mouth owner in this town, running his shop. Oh, we're going to spend stupid money. You had a chance to get Harper or Machado, and you decided to be cheap. Good luck, fellas, when that stadium is half full and you're 15 games under 500 by the All-Star break with Jared Eichhoff. It's enough. I'm sick of these big mouth owners in this town writing checks that their butts don't cash.
Yeah, see, they're not going to really lose a lot of attendance. They'll still be 23,000 to 25,000 in the park every night because they're a better team. So they're not going to stay away. You know how baseball fans are. They'll come to see the team. Now, if they bring Bryce Harper in here and they actually can play for something, then you get in 35,000 crowds.
Spanky hit the nail on the head. I mean, have you seen the way the Celtics are around the court when they play the Sixers? They have an arrogance. It's like, you know, it's like your opponent's not even there. And the Sixers have that sometimes. I mean, you see it from Simmons a lot when the Sixers play a lesser opponent. But they just seem to lose that killer instinct against the top teams in the East. And it's not a long time, but we haven't seen the change yet.
Wait, where's the lost the killer instinct with this team against the teams in the East? They play one of them. They lost to Boston. Now, the coach is going to have to figure out how to beat Boston, but this is a new team that's playing all these teams now.
I got a theory on why people don't enjoy hockey as much. I think for me personally, I watch sports to watch the athletic endeavors. Hockey's more of a skill type sport. It's not brute speed or strength or being able to jump out of the building. It's acquiring a skill on skates and sticks, and that, to me, isn't as entertaining. It's still entertaining, but not as entertaining.
Well, I mean, you know, people that like hockey would have the exact opposite viewpoint of what they do on skates is magical. And the speed they utilize, it's magical. Changing directions and all that kind of stuff. It's a pretty athletic endeavor.
Well, that's when I thought Andy can't say anything more obtuse. He actually made the comment Ben Simmons will not get any better because he's 22 years old. And no one gets better after they're 22 years old. I think Ingy's proof of that, as he's never improved as a caller on your show, and I got a feeling he was over 22 years old when he started calling. So, Ingy, you're right about yourself, but everyone else, you're wrong.
Yeah, nobody gets better after 22. Yeah, it's true. Dope.
President's Day, I have to go to work. I work all day, I get in my car, and what do I hear at 5:35? Ingy, why am I hearing Ingy talking about, we should trade Ben Simmons to get Rocco back? Don't allow him on. He's the worst.
No, but here's the great thing about
worst.
It. I agree.
I'd rather listen to Angry Al all day.
I agree that he's the worst. He's the worst caller in the history of my tenure as a Sports Talk host. But people react that way to him, so that makes him a good caller. You know, people react to hate him. You know, he's getting a reaction out of people, even though it's not the reaction that he thinks he deserves. He thinks he actually deserves a legitimate reaction. That's how misguided he is. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD? I don't like...
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Goodman, see you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.